Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We've got a special show today. We have a great event coming up this weekend. It was absolutely spectacular last year, and our friend Brian Allred, who we never know where he is in this great country of ours when we talk to him. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but I'm always teasing because I actually saw you in Albuquerque now twice for more than 3 hours at a time. That's got to be a record.
That's right. We had an amazing women's conference with the Navajo Nation.
Yes,
this past
yes.
weekend with President Nez and First Lady Fafilia and the Second Lady. You know, you had her on your show
right.
a few weeks ago. So we had the conference, 220 women. And showed up, and the president was there, and vice president, and really an amazing day for the Navajo Nation to see what God's doing. So thank you for your support for that. It turned out to be an amazing day.
Brian, and, Fafilia Nez was just, very, very soft-spoken, but very powerful in what she said and her commitment to help her people. And I can only imagine that her husband, Jonathan, is similarly as strong and powerful, and they have the Lord and support from people like yourself. So, yeah, we're going to keep praying for them and really hoping that their community and, heck, all of Arizona and New Mexico follow suit, right?
That's right. Pray that every pueblo and every reservation will be visited with the gospel. So exciting to see what God's doing with the Navajo people.
Yes, and Brian, today we're talking about a crazy event I'm going to talk about. November 2nd, it's the Convoy of Hope. Many people may remember from last year, and I know you're doing it again this year, have over $1 million in various goods and things that you're going to be passing out to people. Tell us a little bit about Convoy of Hope this weekend.
Yeah, so it's our second annual Convoy Hope event, and so it's a $1 million event. We'll give away between 70 and 80,000 pounds of groceries, so every adult who comes will get two bags of groceries. There's lunch from Chick-fil-A, so Chick-fil-A National sponsored 8,800 meals, and
wow.
then the Albuquerque Public Schools sponsored 3,500 meals for kids. So we can feed 12,000 people lunch. And the National Breast Cancer Foundation will be there to work with women. And Presbyterian Healthcare is doing our full medical clinic. And we also have two dental offices that are offering free dental exams. We have family portraits and free haircuts and shoes for kids. And Workforce Solutions is coming in to help men and women find jobs and do resumes and get access to jobs. And so it's really an amazing city-sponsored community event. The city of Albuquerque calls it the premier community resource event for the city of Albuquerque. And so we're just excited. Comcast came in as a partner, Clear Channel, Chick-fil-A, Presbyterian, city of Albuquerque. Just amazing to see the business community come together and the churches helping provide. You know, we're expecting over 1,500 volunteers, which is what we had last year. So expecting maybe even a little more this year. It takes a lot of people to put that on. But yeah, we're really excited. It's this Saturday, November 2nd, 10 a.m. at the Albuquerque Convention Center. And so we'd love to see everybody out there this Friday night at 7. There's a volunteer rally at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast in the main sanctuary, 7 o'clock. We'll gather together. Last year we had 1,700 people that came together on that Friday night from 100 different churches, businesses, ministries, nonprofits. To worship together, to pray together, to seek God for our city, and then to rally and get the instructions and get your free Convoy t-shirts. And really, Jim, where this came from is Jeremiah 29:7. That's the heart behind this. And God told the prophet in Jeremiah 29:7, seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to where I've carried you, and pray for the city. If the city prospers, you prosper. So we just believe that a healthier, safer, better educated city, you know, improves life for all of us, and that God's put us in the city to be salt and light, to be the city set on a hill. And, Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let them see your good works and they will glorify your Father in heaven. And so generous compassion gives us credibility to share the message and hope of Jesus Christ with a broken and lost world. And so we're just really excited to partner with the city, with churches, with businesses, with nonprofits, and to see what God will do this weekend at Convoy Hope.
This afternoon on ABQ Connect, we have Brian Ollerett. He is the president of America Praise, World Praise, and New Mexico Praise, and he has shared the vision of that ministry, and I know you're praying over this event, and we're really just excited to see what happens, Brian. I mean, this is such an amazing testimony to all of us, believers and unbelievers alike, that you are out giving away goods and services that people have stepped up to provide. And I know Brian Ollerett has more energy than any human being I know, but this is absolutely a Holy Spirit thing all the way, isn't it?
It's a total God thing from beginning to end. Convoy Hope is a national organization. They do a lot of disaster relief around the world. They've done over 1,000 of these community outreach events in North America. And they typically don't go to a city 2 years in a row. In fact, we asked that back in 2017, would they come 2 years in a row, 2018, 2019? And they said no. But, you know, last year, Mayor Tim Keller was there, and he said publicly, let's make this the premier event, you know, of our, every year of my administration. So I looked at Jason Bachmer from Convoy Hope, and I said, what are you going to do with that? You know, the
right.
Mayor just publicly invited you back every year. And so we're just grateful for the city, Mayor Keller, City Council. They sponsored the rent of the convention center, plus an additional $30,000 to help pay for the groceries and the gasoline to get the groceries here and all that. So the city's been so generous, and to see churches come together. I mean, I bet you will have, you know, 100 different churches, businesses, small groups, nonprofits, together partnering. And so it takes a whole community. You know, no one church, no one denomination, no one leadership, no one network could put this on. New Mexico Praise is helping sponsor it, but it's bigger than New Mexico Praise. Sagebrush is a part of it. Calvary, big churches, small churches, home churches. We got a lot of, you know, believers bringing their small group from their church. And New Mexico Corrections Department was involved with the flyers and helping prepare. And so donating water, I mean, so it's just been to see the city come together, business, community, government. And so my friend Rick Warren teaches this three-legged stool, and he says that to see sustained transformation in a city, in a state, in a nation, you need a three-legged stool. And those three legs are government, business community, and faith community. That if you only have one out of three or two out of three working together, you'll never see transformation. You need that sure foundation. You need the resources that the business community brings to the table. Government provides access. You know, if they say mm-hmm. we're behind it, all the doors open. If they say we don't want to be involved, everything gets harder, right?
So right.
They open access. They open the highway to say, here you go. You can have the convention center. There you go. What do you need? You need parking? Okay. The city donated 1,600 bus passes so that anybody who wanted to get there could get there free of charge on a bus, you know. And within the faith community, we bring the services. We bring the ministries. Hopefully we bring the passion, the love, and the grace and hope of Jesus Christ, you know, to a broken world. And so to see in Albuquerque, we're becoming unified through love, through hope. We have different backgrounds, different beliefs, but God's really bringing the city together. I've been here 21 years. I've never seen like it. It's really, honestly, a movie. And the Convoy is kind of, you know, one of those things that God's using as a catalyst to bring people together that before didn't come to the same table. You know, to see Catholics and Protestants, so the Archbishop will be there. My friend Archbishop Wester will be there, Monsignor Voorhees. So the Catholics are part of it. To see Evangelical, sent a Presbyterian to be part of it, Evangelicals and Assemblies of God, and Pentecostal, Charismatic, Black, the Vice President of the Navajo Nation will be there. And so to see all these different ethnic groups and all these different, you know, church backgrounds coming together to see the city and business community. Really, Jim, it's a beautiful thing. And I think this is an answer to Jesus' prayer in John 17:21, Father, make them one. And why did Jesus pray for unity? So the world will believe that you sent me. So we believe, you know, that a unified church is the most credible witness to the world that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And so we're seeing the church come together, and the city's taking notice of that. You know, when it was one church, you can dismiss one church, but you can't dismiss 100 churches, you know.
Absolutely. Music to my ears that all these congregations are coming together to support one another.
It's a beautiful thing, Jim.
Brian, I know you've got a lot of work into it, and you mentioned the number of volunteers that you had last year. Here, with only a couple days to go before the event, are there ways that people can sign up to be volunteers?
Absolutely. We still need more volunteers, so they can go to convoy.org/Albuquerque. convoy.org/Albuquerque, and click sign up, click volunteer, and sign up. And so if they don't sign up, they can come Friday night to Calvary. We have a volunteer rally, 7 o'clock at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, at 7 o'clock, and sign up there. But we'd prefer they sign up ahead of time, online, and children ages 10 and older can serve. So if you have a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, you know, they can come serve with their parent or guardian. And, so bring your family. And so we have three kids. They're 15, 13, and 10. But last year, my little daughter, Lauren, was 9. And Convoy was like 3 weeks before her birthday. She goes, "Dad, I'm only 9. I don't get to serve." And I said, "I know a guy. We'll make an exception for you. I'll squeeze you in. I'll squeeze you in, Lauren." But she just cried because she wanted to serve at Convoy Hope. Not just for the free t-shirt. She really wanted to serve at Convoy Hope. And, you know, we have bounce houses. Well, Chick-fil-A will be putting on lunch. And so it's just an amazing family event. And we love to see everybody come out. So we have lunch for over 12,000 people. So please come, bring your family, bring your business, bring your church, bring your small group, bring your community group, bring your school. We have schools that are going to come out and serve. And then go to convoy.org/Albuquerque. Sign up to volunteer. Volunteer rally Friday night, 7 o'clock, Calvary Church. Saturday morning, volunteers will meet at 7:15 at the convention center, and the event starts at 10 o'clock. And we are so excited to partner with the city and to partner with Calvary to give away $1 million worth of groceries, clothes, shoes, haircuts, medical clinic, checkups, dental exams to the city of Albuquerque.
Outstanding. We're talking about the Convoy of Hope this afternoon. Pastor, teacher, evangelist Brian Ollerid on the phone with us. We're going to have to let Brian go. He's traveling down the road this afternoon. Brian, thanks so much. But we're going to be joined by the event coordinator for Convoy of Hope. Her name is Denise Rakovics. And Jason Dickinson, the co-chairman of Convoy of Hope. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. Brian, safe travels, my friend. We'll talk to you this weekend.
Thank you, Jim. Love you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Hello, friends. My name is Brian Allard. I'm the president of America Praise and New Mexico Praise. I want to invite you and your family to join us at the Albuquerque Convention Center on Saturday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. for Convoy of Hope. We would love to partner with you to bless our community with over $1 million worth of goods and services, including free groceries, shoes for kids, haircuts, family portraits, and lunch from Chick-fil-A. No ID required. Visit convoy.org/Albuquerque.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect, and we are joined in studio by Jason Dickinson. Sorry, I brutalized your name there.
No
Dickinson.
Problem.
Jason Dickinson, he's the co-chairman of Convoy of Hope. And Jason, the event that happened last year, I went down to the convention center, and there's no word other than spectacular that can describe all that you had. I mean, you had these piles of gift bags and things that you were just passing out to people. So a lot of work goes into this, I imagine.
Absolutely.
And you need more volunteers. And we had Brian Ollerit on the phone just briefly, and it's one of my great adventures in broadcasting to have Brian on the show, because I don't know where Brian is, and I don't know how he knows all the things that he knows and all of the energy that he has, other than to say the Lord's just blessing him and leading him, and he's making himself available.
Absolutely.
So I think one of these days we're going to all have to get together and send he and Mercy on a little trip somewhere so they can take a day off, and we will confiscate his cell phone.
Just take it from him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I hope he doesn't mind me teasing him a little bit. He's such a good brother, and I love him, and I'm just amazed.
Yeah.
And I'm just noticing as we're talking here, he's got one of these newfangled cool cameras on his cell phone. That's, you're ready to go this weekend.
I'm ready.
Hey, tell us about you and your involvement with Convoy of Hope.
Yeah, absolutely. So I pastor here in Albuquerque on the west side, church called Harvest.
Nice.
Over on Montaño.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up here in Albuquerque, have a heart for our city, moved away and went to Bible school in Texas, and while I was there, planted a church, and our church plant was involved with a citywide Convoy of Hope event.
Uh-huh.
Over a decade ago. And when I moved back here 6 years ago, my wife and I were just dreaming. We said, man, we need to figure out how to bring Convoy of Hope to Albuquerque. Our city needs this.
Yes.
And we called Convoy and started figuring it out. And early on, it was like, man, this is too big. It's impossible. And one of the things that really made it possible was New Mexico Praise. As churches started praying together, the heart for the city really grew, and our heart for one another grew. And I felt like to Brian.
I want to take a pause here real
yeah.
quick, because I'm a native New Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have dear friends involved in the Catholic Church. I have wonderful people that I've worked with very closely at St. Pius High School, for example.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little boring in that, you know, everything with me is somehow connected to basketball. So for decades, you know, for 40 plus years, I've been involved at St. Pius and love what they do and how they work with kids. I have not met the Archbishop, but former Archbishops and things that they've done in New Mexico, even though they've had shortcomings, as all men do. They've done wonderful things for people.
Absolutely.
And I'm just blessed that you're involved and I get to meet you. And that's one of the reasons I love ABQ Connect, because we kind of get connected and we find out how things are working together. The one thing I want to mention about America Praise is that people may not realize this, but 24/7 churches like yours, Harvest
yeah.
on the west side,
yeah.
Calvary,
yeah.
Copper Point Now Citizens Church,
yep.
and others are 24/7 taking day parts
yeah.
During the week,
yep.
and they are praying for our leadership.
Yeah, our day is tomorrow. Actually,
yeah, there you
our
go.
Church's day is tomorrow.
Yeah,
and so we'll be covering the state in prayer tomorrow, and it's amazing. I mean, little churches, big churches, churches of all different denominations coming together, and you know, there's not very many things that that people of different, you know, walks can agree on.
Yeah.
We found that the one thing we can agree on is prayer.
Yes.
And it might even look or sound a little bit different, but we're all praying, and we're all praying similar prayers. We've got some prayer focuses, and so we're praying those prayers. And I really think that's, you know, where this heart to serve really was birthed out of, was, you know, hey, we're praying together. We're wanting the same things. We're believing for this transformation in our city and in our state and on all these levels. But now let's roll up our sleeves and get involved and be part of the solution.
Well, and I'm not trying to put anybody on a spot at all. I don't know our mayor, but I know he has a vision and a mission, and he's
yeah.
serving, because, you know, I can tell you right now, you don't run for political office without having your family just scrutinized.
Absolutely.
To the nth degree. It's got to be a terrible kind of process to go through. So I admire, and I don't know where he is in terms of faith, but I know that people not just of the faith community are also receiving these prayers.
Absolutely.
I think it's amazing that you could go to Mayor Keller or you could go to Chief Geyer, the Albuquerque Police Department. You could say, look, people are praying for you 24/7. That is a crazy statement.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, one of the things we do as New Mexico Praise, we're invited once a month to meet with Chief Geyer and all of his top leaders. Mm-hmm. And we spend an hour and a half together. We eat lunch. We get a report from the police chief himself on what's going on in our city. One of us pastors will share a leadership lesson and then we'll ask, would it be all right if we prayed for you and your department and what's happening in our city? And they never turn us down, and we pray together.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. I mean, especially for some New Mexico natives, like who would have ever thought that that would be happening, you know, in our state and in our city? It's phenomenal.
And I've been to a couple prayer meetings. In fact, I joined Chief Geyer and Brian for breakfast the other morning, and I didn't hear any flowery prayers.
Mm-mm.
I heard things like, Lord, protect our officers in the field.
Absolutely.
Give our leadership wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stuff that pierces their hearts.
Yeah.
And it lifts them up.
Yeah. And we're praying big prayers, ambitious prayers. I mean, we're saying, you know, God, I pray this all the time. God, we've been as a city at the top of every list that's bad and at the bottom of every list that's good. Mm. And I'm asking you to reverse that. So, you know, bring education up, bring income up, bring poverty down, bring crime down. And the amazing part is it's happening.
Yes.
I mean, we're seeing, and it's not happening fast enough for any of us, but we're seeing crime numbers fall. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. And I've heard both our mayor and our police chief credit the prayers of the church. And of course, I don't want to take credit over, I mean, our police chief, our leader, they're doing amazing.
Yes.
But when the church prays, there's an unstoppable force that's released into the earth. And that's what we're seeing happen in our city. It's exciting.
So you've kind of told us about your participation in America Praise and New Mexico Praise.
Mm-hmm.
How about your church involvement in Convoy of Hope? I want you to kind of treat all of us like your church, like your congregation. What do we need to do to help you with Convoy of Hope?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a big deal. I heard Brian, I was sitting out in the lobby, heard a little piece of his interview, and he said this, I'll say it again, but there's not one organization or church that could pull this off by themselves. It takes all of us working together, and we need everyone to pitch in,
that's
roll up their sleeves.
That's kind of how you know it's a God thing, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So I think everyone's got their piece to bring, their gift to bring to the table. I had a friend call me today. He said, "Hey, me and my friend are coming Saturday. What do you need us to do?" And I reversed it. I said, "What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
You know, what's the gift that you can bring to serve those that'll be coming through the doors
day? What are some of the things that you need? I mean, you need people handing out baskets and helping sign people into services and things like that.
You know, so when you show up, we'll actually give you a preview of all the different areas of service.
Okay.
And we'll basically, for example, we'll say, "Hey, we need 300 people to help bag the groceries and get them ready to distribute. If you want to do that, raise your hand, and we'll get the first 300 people, we'll just start shipping them off to that area. Some of the areas, like medical screening or haircuts, we're not going to ask for volunteers.
Sure.
We're looking for licensed professionals.
So we've already secured those. If you have those credentials,
absolutely,
they can volunteer to
help. You can volunteer to help in that area. But then there's just tons of, it's all hands-on. I mean, signing people in, opening the door, passing out waters, handing out lunches, putting shoes on kids. I mean, we added one this year. We've got a whole team called the Fun Brigade, and their whole job is just to help us with the atmosphere. They're just going to be wandering around. We got, you know, people dressed up as different things and balloons and balloon animals and candies stuffed in their pockets. And they're just there to help make sure everyone's having a good time. I mean, who can't do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's so easy, really.
Well, there's going to be a tremendous amount of energy. And again, you can tell that everybody's together.
Yeah.
And this is regardless of their faith. I mean, there's people there that are broken and hurt. And there's people there that have had a lot of prosperity that are there to share the wealth that God's given them. And I'm just blessed by it. So we are talking right now with Pastor Jason Dickinson. As we've just learned, he is the pastor of Harvest Church out on the west side. We're going to be back more talking about Convoy of Hope, which happens this Saturday at the Convention Center. We'll be right back.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Well, with so many great fall festivals happening over the next week, it's only fitting that Calvary New Harvest would be doing it right in Los Lunas. Join them on Thursday, October 31st for a night filled with games, candy, food, and more. It all kicks off at 5:30 p.m. and runs until 8. Bring the whole family out to enjoy this free fall festival. Calvary New Harvest, located at 701 Main Street in Los Lunas. Details can be found online at calvarynhll.com. That's calvarynhll.com. See you there.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
New life, the triumph of new life, that when you believe in Jesus, there's something so violently that changes inside of you, it can only be compared to a baby being born. It's not exactly that, but it's so like that. It's the closest possible comparison. Something new is born inside of you. And this is possible because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He anchors the new life in the resurrection together. He talks about how we have new hope, new birth, a living hope, only because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So this is where we anchor our faith. We don't go, well, you know, the Old Testament and da 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 da. It's like, no. Jesus rose. That's why we believe the Old Testament. Because the fulfillment of all the promises. Because Christ rose, I know I have new life. Because Christ rose, I have this living hope.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Andrew Banks is bringing us back on the air so reliably. I'm so impressed with you, Andrew. Thanks, man. I appreciate you very much. And we are in studio this afternoon with Pastor Jason Dickinson. He is with Harvest Church, and he is the co-chairman of Convoy of Hope. And this thing is so massive, Jason. It's incredible. So I want to give you a scenario. We talked a little bit about it off air. So there are not just people that need this help and encouragement. Like, for example, you mentioned haircuts. Haircuts are not that big a deal for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Okay. But in fact, young people don't like to get haircuts now. It's back to the days when I was really young, when we had long hair. I'm starting to see that come back. But there are folks that don't get an opportunity to have real good hygiene and to get a haircut and maybe to shave and just have a self-image that's good and maybe get a pair of shoes and things like that. Those are amazing gifts. They're amazing presents. It pierces their heart. It's a blessing from the Lord. Yep. And so if you are on the other side of this, maybe you got a difficult time going on and you're looking up to heaven going, God, why am I going through this? One of the surefire ways to get out of that kind of situation is to serve.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you have to say to that person?
You know, I'll just tell you a story quickly and then I'll go back to your question. One of my favorite moments last year was talking with a family who had just, they got haircuts and then they got their picture taken. And you know, you mentioned this, but to you and I, if we want to get our picture taken, I mean, I got an iPhone. We go take one. We hire a photographer. We go somewhere. I mean, it's within the realm of possibility for you and I. For most of the families that we're targeting with an outreach like this, the struggle is to put food on the table every single day.
Yes.
When that's your struggle, you're not thinking about a family photo. And I interviewed this family as they were leaving, and they came dressed up. I mean, they came in their absolute best. I mean, the dad's wearing a suit, their shoes are shined, fresh haircut, they're excited, you know, and they got their picture. And as I interviewed the mom, tears streaming down her face, she says, I've never had a picture of my family.
Oh,
and wow. I just couldn't believe it, you know, and yet on the other side of the camera, here's this volunteer who has an amazing skill set, right? Uh-huh. I mean, that's not one I possess, but this amazing skill set. And this photographer spent, you know, his day using his skill set to serve people that he may never meet again. They'll probably never hire him. They'll never be able to repay. They'll never, you know, there was nothing in it in those terms for this person to get back. But yeah, I know because I talked to so many of our volunteers. I don't think there was a single volunteer that left last year, you know, not fulfilled. That sense of just, man, I am created with a purpose and I have lived that purpose out today. And sometimes it's as simple as, you know, putting a shoe on a kid's feet and tying the shoe and looking at them and saying, hey, how fast can you run in that shoe now? You know, kids love to do that, right?
I have that scenario in my head already is you tie the shoes on and they have to go sprint around to see how fast they can run.
Absolutely. We saw it all day. I mean, yeah. Kids just sprinting in these brand new shoes. And, you know, it's a toss up. Whose smile is bigger, those that were receiving or those that were giving? And the reality was everyone was smiling. I mean, everybody was smiling and we were doing exactly what we were created to do.
So, the website is convoy.org/ABQ Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Typed out.
Yep.
And you can go there and you can click on the volunteer tab.
Yep.
And get signed up. Now, there's going to be a rally at Calvary Albuquerque on Friday.
Friday night, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Yep. And that's to come together and talk about the vision and what's going to happen. Yeah. Maybe some worship.
A little bit of prayer, give some final instructions. My team right now, I left the office. They were printing, you know, maps and handouts and all the information we need to put in the volunteers' hands. You get your volunteer t-shirt that night. If you don't make it, you can get it Saturday morning, but it sure helps us to have as many, you know, already ready as they're walking up Saturday. They're registered. They're wearing their shirt. They're ready to go. But that rally last year, that was one of my highlights. And I think the reason is it's just incredible to see the church, not my church or your church,
yes,
but the church come together. And we had, just 1,500, 2,000 people just coming together and worshiping and praying over our city. It's electric. I mean, it's worth every bit of it. You need to be there.
Jason, I don't want to minimize this because I know you guys have put in a ton of work, but what we're talking about is having some fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Go have a blast this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And there's no greater joy.
No.
Than blessing somebody else, I think. And Convoy of Hope is kind of taking care of that. Tell us about some of the things that you're going to be giving away at the event.
Yeah, so one of the biggest ones is we'll have 80,000 pounds of groceries. So that will roll into town on Convoy of Hope semi-trucks on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we'll unload those with a forklift and get them kind of organized. And then that morning, about 300 volunteers will take all those groceries off of the pallets and separate them and bag them and get them ready. And one of my favorite pictures last year was when they were done with that, there was literally a mountain of grocery sacks. I mean, it was tall. I mean, taller than any of you or I.
I mean, remember seeing
it. Gigantic.
Yes.
And so we'll be giving away the groceries. Chick-fil-A will be there. They're actually corporate got behind them. Every local store, here in Albuquerque. And I heard this morning there are stores, Chick-fil-A stores across our state that are getting involved.
Wow.
And so they'll have two trucks that'll be parked outside and start to finish. They'll be cooking chicken as fast as they can and putting sandwiches together. And so we'll be giving hot lunch away to everyone, volunteers, guests, everyone. We'll be giving that away.
Brian mentioned there may be as many as 12,000 meals that you'll serve.
Absolutely. Last year we served 9,900 meals. And so that was with one truck and also with our partnership with APS Nutritional Services. And so we're geared up this year to do even more than we did last year.
You know, I grew up in APS.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
So did you eat the gold bar?
I did not eat the gold bar.
Oh, I missed the gold bar.
Here's what I remember more than anything. You know, people always criticize, you know, food, but I never did that. I always enjoyed and was always thankful because I was always hungry for some reason. But I remember the Frito pies.
Oh, man.
You can't get Frito pie anywhere but in New Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's just spectacular. Yeah. They did a great job of it.
That's funny.
And I love the tomatoes and the salad on top of it. And whoever made the chili, you know, the chili was beautiful and the beans and a little bit of meat. It was nice.
Yeah.
I really like that. So, partnership with APS. You've got the city of Albuquerque behind you. I understand the mayor's really gotten on board and was just amazed last year.
Yes.
At what went on.
Yes.
Albuquerque Police Department.
Yep, they'll be there.
They'll be there.
Yeah. And Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Is one of our major sponsors.
Now, are they actually doing some medical services for
folks? Yeah, so they are staffing the entire medical area, and they'll be doing several different types of screenings. They did over 1,000 different screenings last year, and they tell me they're set up to do even more this year, as well as we have a dental partner that'll be there doing some free screenings with the possibility for the guests to be invited to visit one of their locations later for free service.
Wow.
So a lot of that couldn't happen on site. So they're going to, you know, investigate, let them know what's going on, and then schedule an appointment for later, which means this, while the event is one day, the effects of it will go on for much longer.
What time do we get started on Saturday morning?
Yeah, so officially, the doors open at 10 a.m. Okay. We're asking, guests, our volunteers to be there, 7:15 in the morning. We'll have a quick little volunteer rally, give out some information, get everyone out to their stations. Our team leaders will train each of their groups. And we're hoping that if everything's ready, we'll do kind of a soft early open around 9 o'clock, 9:15. So, but officially 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock is the hours. But I think we'll get them in a little bit earlier. So
Jason Dickinson in studio with us this afternoon, talking about the Convoy of Hope. That is this weekend, November 2nd at the Albuquerque Convention Center, and the official hours are 10 a.m. to 3. No cost to the event.
No cost.
It is a free event.
And no qualification.
No qualification.
You don't have to show anything. We don't even care if you're from New Mexico.
Amen.
Serve the aliens even.
Well, thanks for joining us. We have more with Jason right after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is, the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal, and remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees, and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University, with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Jason Dickinson in studio with us this afternoon, talking about the Convoy of Hope. And I had mentioned in an earlier segment that your event coordinator, Denise Rakovics, might join us. She got tied up. you can imagine why.
Coordinating.
Yeah, this thing is, coordinators are always coordinating.
Yes.
They don't sleep.
It never stops.
Yeah, they're awake 26 hours a day, and they're always going.
That's definitely Denise.
Yeah.
She's doing awesome.
We will obviously pray that Denise is doing well and hopefully get her in. Maybe we'll do a wrap-up of the event a few weeks after.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. So, you mentioned something off air that I'm very fascinated with. We've already talked about this is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. People are going to be volunteering. They'll be giving away some really neat things, really gifts, food and shoes and medical services and all kinds of stuff that will really bless people as they work with people and give those things away. But those are not the things that brings security in one's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bounce houses and a nice Chick-fil-A sandwich. Those are wonderful things.
Yeah.
So I've only known you for about a half an hour here, Jason, but I get the sense that you're a guy that knows how to go up to people and love on them and maybe have an opportunity when it's presented to share the love of Christ with them.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
You're not going to be heavy-handed about that. But you're going to be direct.
Yeah.
You know, there's no sugarcoating, and I guess there's a balance. That's
Absolutely.
What I want to ask you about. How do we evangelize? How do we share people the truth? Or do we need to have this persuasive speech? Who makes the Christians?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this one of the things I love about this event, it really emphasizes the model that I believe is a healthy model for evangelism, which is to show the love of Christ. And then to share the love of Christ. You have to do both. You can't do one without the other, in my opinion. And, you know, at the end of the day, I preach every Sunday, you know, almost every Sunday. It's not my preaching that convinces someone, you know, to turn their heart towards the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit's job. I've tried to do it. I'm not very good at it. So I gave up a long time ago. So, you know, in this event, you know, the two sides are so evident, and we have to be careful that we don't go to either extreme. You know, we don't want to shove the gospel down people's throats. I don't think that's an effective way to do it. But on the other hand, if we're only giving, you know, shoes and sandwiches and haircuts and the tangible things, all we're really doing is solving an issue short term, right? Mm-hmm. They'll leave with, you know, food in their belly and some groceries for a few days and shoes that might last a month or two. And those are good. We're called. Biblically, we're called to do that, for those that are around
Yes.
us. And so we're going to do that. But one of my favorite parts of this is, the next to last station is what we call the connections area. And we've actually been training, our connections team, for a long time. They get more training probably than any other area because we want to do this right. We want to handle it right. Sure. And, basically they'll ask, every participant as they're walking through, say, hey, can I ask you three questions? How was today? First off, and they'll start a conversation, and then they'll ask them, what was your favorite part? Or what was maybe the piece today that was the most helpful to you and your family? And they'll talk about that. And then they'll finally say, you know, the majority of us that are here today have a faith in Jesus. And I'm just curious, is there something that we could pray with you about? And about 90% of the people that come through will say, yes, there is, and will share, you know, to their comfort level. We don't force them,
sure.
but they'll share something. And we've trained our volunteers at that point to say, you know what, would you mind if I prayed with you about that right now? And about 90% of the 90% will say yes to that prayer, and they'll stop right there. And say a quick prayer. We're not forcing anything down their throats. Last year we prayed with just over 3,800 people on that one day. And the most exciting number, you know, we talk about, there's all these numbers. The most exciting number of the whole day, and it will be again this year, is we saw 102 people make a personal decision to follow Jesus.
Mm.
You know, that is what it's about.
Yes.
That is what it's about. All the other stuff is just a tool. It's just peripheral. It's just getting them in the door. Chicken doesn't save lives, change
right.
lives, right? Haircuts don't transform. Jesus transforms hearts. So we're doing the part that we can do, and then we're leaving the part that only God can do to him, but we're making it available. You know, we're sharing that with people. And then from there, they get their groceries, and then we help them all the way out, wherever they're parked or wherever we'll have volunteers that will walk blocks to go with these people. But if you can imagine, you know, they just had this powerful encounter where they've been served and loved and taken care of, and then someone gently reminded them of the love and the hope of Jesus and prayed with them, and now as they're walking to the car with bags of groceries and all of this stuff with them, now our volunteers are just continuing to talk and to love and to share, and oftentimes they pray again when they get to their vehicle or wherever it is that they're going to their cart. And that's my favorite part of the entire event for sure.
Well, I imagine my experience, I've gone to feed the homeless at a couple of different locations. Joy Junction, mm-hmm. I've done that many times. I've served Thanksgiving meal several times. Jeremy Reynolds, God rest his soul, when he started that ministry, it was, you know, just him and his wife, and it was an amazing thing. And Jeremy had at one time been homeless. He'd been on the street. He understands it. He actually had some incidents where he had people beat him up.
Oh, wow.
And he was still smiling and trying to serve them in the midst of that. Now, I never had that kind of courage. I never had that kind of gentle spirit. So I really appreciate all of that. I understand that Legacy Church has now taken over Steel Bridge Ministries, and I know that can only speak of that ministry expanding and serving the community even to a greater degree. And the people that started that, the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, and then it turned to Steel Bridge. I mean, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of love, a lot of care. And the folks that you are describing, your training and the things that you're going to be doing in the Connect area, are things I've seen these ministries do for a really long time.
Absolutely.
And it takes really special people to love what I'm going to call unlovely.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy to love that rich guy that might buy your lunch. But it's harder to love somebody that is poor and is having a struggle.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be really blessed if you volunteer to this event. Let's give us the website one more time.
Yeah, it's I almost gave you my church website, convoy.org/Albuquerque.
And they could get right to the volunteer button. What about donations? I mean, can you donate money, groceries, stuff like that?
Yeah, at this point, being this close, monetary donations.
Okay.
It takes a lot to pull this off. There's a donate button right there on the website. And by the way, everything that we raise, because Convoy is an international organization. They're doing relief work and citywide things all over the world, really. But everything that we raise stays right here in Albuquerque. They don't even take a piece of it. Everything stays right here to further the kingdom and help people here, right here in our city.
That's exciting news. We have more coming up with Jason Dickinson and the Convoy of Hope. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom has been my property manager. He provided me with renters, and I trust Dominic's judgment, and I have not been disappointed at all. I would say that Dom Garcia is a highly reputable person. He has provided me with services to my expectations and beyond. He is a marvelous manager, a very nice person, and he considers not only me as the owner of a property to be rented, but the renters. I appreciate what he does for everyone.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture. and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Back on ABQ Connect, joined in studio by Jason Dickinson. He is the pastor of Harvest Church out on the west side in Albuquerque. He's already mentioned he's been preaching, but he is the co-chairman of Convoy of Hope. It's an event happening this Saturday, November 2nd. But it's going to be the prelude to it is kind of a rally for all your volunteers on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, 6 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Friday night, the 1st. Again, no charge for this event.
Right.
You need volunteers. You're already close to the 1,500 mark that you had last year.
Yes.
So the more the merrier, and we need to get people out to the event because you have lots and lots of stuff to give away.
Yeah.
So I have to say that it seems like the way God has set things up, that anytime God, there's a movement, there's always some pushback from the enemy. Where's that pushback coming from, Jason?
Yeah. So I'll tell you a story, and then I'll tell you another thing. So the pushback last year, I won't say pushback. This is a funny thing that happened. The night before the event, we're here at the rally. Things are going great. We're praying and worshiping and everything's amazing. And what we don't know is something's happening down at the convention center. So we show up Saturday morning. Our team gets there super early and we have to do an inspection with the fire chief and, or with the fire department. And, we get there and the convention staff comes running out and they go, we don't know what's going on, but we can't get power on. And I'm like, what do you like in a room? They're like, no, like the whole building. Like we can't get power on. So long story short, a naked drug crazed man broke into the convention center while we were over here praying and getting ready and broke into the electrical closet and began to just literally rip it apart. And that's why they couldn't get the power on. So last year that was our, I don't know if you call it pushback or what, but now we just laugh about it. So now we know we got to set guards, you know, against the naked invasion people. I don't know. But, you know, the single place that I would say, there's a bit of pushback, from the faith community. The one question that's asked is, you know, what good is one day?
Uh-huh.
You know, are we really going to make change with a one day effort? And, you know, I think it's a great question to ask. You know, the reality is one day by itself does not make a difference. And so the heart of this is not that it would just be one day. It will be a huge splash in our city, but it has to be more than that. One of the things I loved that happened last year is we had vendors who were set up, you know, next to each other or across from each other who during the event while serving, they didn't know each other. They didn't know each other existed in the city. And maybe they had complimentary services that actually made each of their services better. And so from last convoy to this convoy, now they've been working together on a consistent basis. And that's really, you know, so does one day make a difference? When we do it right, when we partner together, when we see the bigger picture, then it absolutely has the ability. And I think the other thing that's happened is our partnerships with the city and with the police department and with all of these agencies that historically we don't work together. Mm-hmm. But now we've found out we have far more in common than we thought, right? And so we've just decided we're going to focus on what we have in common. We're going to work together. We're going to see the city, you know, get better and stronger because that's what we all want anyway.
Sure.
And so I actually do believe that one day can make a difference. And I think we've proven it. And now we're just going to do it again and keep getting stronger.
We've all heard the old cliche that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
And what I see this one day as is breaking the insanity.
Mm. That's good.
You know, you've got that day where you are doing something refreshing, and mm-hmm. blessing, and fun,
yep.
and energizing. I mean, I can't imagine the faces of people when they have some help with their hygiene.
Yep.
I can't imagine a homeless woman not feeling blessed that a dentist would look at her teeth and encourage her a little bit.
Yeah.
And because I know that is such a hard thing to look in a mirror and not, you know, and to see the years wearing on you and all of those things. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit over 60. And you know, I can see that. I can see why people would feel, but at the same time, I'm blessed every day because I get to come on the radio. I get to hear about exciting things that are going on in the community, meet people like yourself. And I enjoy learning new things. Been doing a lot of interviews with organizations that are politically involved. Mm-hmm. Vyante New Mexico is one such organization. They have a mission, and it's actually led by was organized by a man who was a Christian businessman, very successful. But his vision was to incorporate people of all faiths, of all ethnicities, on his board of directors. And to identify both issues that are bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans would all agree, and those are quality of life in New Mexico, he wants to improve. Mm. He wants to improve education, and he wants to reduce crime. So he believes that all of those things we can all agree on.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
I agree. And this event is really similar to that because you're bringing people together. We're all working together. You've already mentioned the incredible number of churches that are coming together. And I've always enjoyed sports in our mm-hmm. city because back in the day when I was in high school, St. Pius and St. Michael's and all of these Catholic high schools were really powerful. But what people forget is the parochial school system throughout our entire state used to have sports for junior high in those days. Yeah. Now it's middle school. But these kids were so awesome athletically because they had programs in all of their schools. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see us be able to fund those programs again. You know, I know that some difficult things happened in the Catholic Church with its leadership. Mm-hmm. And I know their heart, and I just hope that at some point goes away so they can recover and get back to loving on people and really blessing them, because there's a lot of great folks that do a lot of work with fantastic children. Yeah. And I appreciate all you're doing, Jason. I know you're probably worn out, so Sunday it's time to – are you going to be preaching Sunday or are you crashing?
I'm preaching Sunday. I'll still be on a high Sunday morning, but I'll crash after service Sunday. So
tell us a little bit about the rally at Calvary, because that's where your volunteers are coming together. You're going to be praying together. You're going to be worshiping together. You want everybody to come.
Yeah.
That has an interest in volunteering, whether you've signed up or not, you can sign up.
Sign up beforehand on the website, convoy.org/Albuquerque. You can sign up that night at the rally. There at Calvary, we'll have volunteers ready to help with that. It's a simple process. It's really easy, but you can sign up then. You can also sign up Saturday morning at the event. So lots and lots of places to make that happen. But yeah, the rally. You're missing it if you only go Saturday and serve. Mm. You're missing something. There's something really incredible that will happen on Friday night as we get together and prepare our hearts for what's going to happen on Saturday. I think that's an important part, is we're preparing our hearts and we're preparing the spiritual atmosphere, right? We're creating that atmosphere, that unseen atmosphere. The seen stuff has been taken care of, right? The truckloads are coming in and everything's set up and we're ready. But that unseen cannot be ignored. In fact, I know we're short on time, but we have a prayer room upstairs in the convention center. We will have prayer from the moment the doors open till they close. We have volunteers who that's their gift, they're kind of up there. There's a window overlooking, and they'll be looking out across that big massive concourse, praying over all of the activities that are happening, and that's where the power comes from,
yes.
Right? Is that unseen world. And so, you know, maybe someone's like, man, I don't want to serve in any of these other areas. Maybe they're too spiritual for that or something, right? There's a place even for that. We'll put you up in the upper room, and that's such an important part to the success of this day.
We're all imperfect people living in a fallen world, and we need Amen. Each other. And that's what Convoy of Hope is all about. It's happening this Saturday at the Albuquerque Convention Center. Starts at 10 o'clock a.m. If you want to be a volunteer, you can go to convoy.org Albuquerque and sign up to volunteer. At this point, in the week, cash donations are welcome. And again, all of that money is going to stay
right
in New Mexico and
yep.
help people here. You've got amazing volunteers, doctors and nurses. Wow. What an
yes.
event. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.